Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, some might call him the king of the NBA right now, right? I mean, you know, LeBron still the face, I guess, until he's done. But, you know, Giannis coming off that championship. And Rob, an absolutely historic performance in the NBA Finals. And even as Milwaukee's struggling right now, no one is writing off the Bucks because they're not healthy. And once they get healthy, they're going to be right there in the hunt. But he did a big interview with GQ. And he had two quotes that got people buzzing. All right. And here they are. I'm going to read them for you, Rob. First of all, on his decision to re-sign in Milwaukee. Remember, a couple years ago, he re-signed. Didn't look like they were going to win a championship anytime soon. He bet on himself and his teammates, and it worked out for him last year. But he said this. Everybody was texting me, leave the team. It's human. I will say I want to play with the best players. I wish KD was on my team, not against me. I wish LeBron was on my team, not against me. Steph on my team. I chose to stay here even with all the pressure because it's easier to leave. That's the easy thing to do. It's easy to leave. Being in movies, easy. Space Jam, all this, easy, easy. I don't want it, though. It's hard. Life, it molds you to be this guy. Wow, okay. I don't know if those are shots at LeBron or what, but
LeBron. He stuck his chest out. Yes, LeBron, take it. Make your terrible movie that went straight to DVD. Oh, I guess it was in the theater for a week
it?
Or so.
Did you see
no.
it?
No, everybody told me it was terrible.
Well, hold on. See, I'm going to say this, and I haven't seen it yet, but I do want to watch it now because, Rob, and you might jump on me, but I heard the same thing about Uncle Drew. And I watched Uncle Drew, and it was good. It was good for what it was. I mean, I didn't expect, you know, The Gladiator. You know, I didn't expect American Gangster. But for what it was a good movie. Good job, Kyrie. And so now I want to check out Space Jam. I mean, I'm not 10 years old, you know. But
I'm just
still
going
to check out Space Jam.
But I'm just going by the reviews and the friends that
Uncle
I talked
Drew
to.
Uncle Drew got panned too, right?
Yeah, and the friends that
Uncle Drew got
because trying to take like a 30-second, 60-second commercial and make it into a full-length movie is hard. Not even just for him, for anybody.
Right,
taking
a
character and trying to make it right.
But check it out. When you got nothing to do one night, instead of watching the Golden Girls reruns for the 338th time, watch Uncle Drew, and I'm not saying Kyrie was Denzel Washington. He wasn't, but it wasn't. It was a pretty decent little movie. All right, but anyway, here's the second thing he said that really got people talking, Rob, on what his next challenge might be after winning the title last year. Listen closely. One challenge was to bring a championship here, and we did. It was very hard, but we did. Very, very hard. I just love challenges. What's the next challenge? The next challenge might not be here. Me and my family chose to stay in this city that we all love and is taking care of us for now. In 2 years, that might change. I'm being totally honest with you. All right, there it is. Rob, I'm going to throw this at you because I know you are an old school guy that likes to see guys stay in one place for the duration. Would it be a mistake or would you be upset or, you know, bothered if Giannis left Milwaukee in a few years?
First, I don't think everybody has to stay. I don't believe in that.
Okay.
I believe in
okay.
free agency, but I think there's certain great players. I think if you could stay your whole career somewhere, I think it's kind of special. I do, and I've always said this. Derek Jeter played 20 years with the Yankees. I just think he had a great career. He only wore one uniform. He didn't have to go to Tampa Bay to play his last 2 years or the Florida Marlins or the Miami Marlins or something like that. He played his whole career. He won. You know what I mean? He's a Yankee, period. He never wore any other uniform. So there are people like that. I always thought Tom Brady was kind of like that. And maybe a couple of Kobe wound up playing his whole career, you know, never played for Charlotte, but played his whole career in Los Angeles. So there's certain places and certain people, but not everybody, Chris. Sometimes there's a time to move on or whatnot. And if Giannis wants to move on down the road, I wouldn't be mad at him. And I don't think even Milwaukee. He delivered. When he signed back with Milwaukee, he got killed. Oh, right. You're dumb. You're stupid. You'll never win. I remember all these NBA guys just going off on him. They were so mad because they wanted him to go to Miami or they wanted him to go to Golden State. And he just didn't want to do it. And whether it was by hook or crook, Chris, and things aligned for him and there were injuries with Brooklyn, whatever, he won a championship. And the thing I love the most about the championship that he won is the bug. He won it off the bugaboo, right? He couldn't make free throws.
Right.
And he made 18 out of 19 or whatever it was, 17 out of 18.
17 out of 19.
Right. 17 out. Chris, am I right? If he misses half of those, maybe they don't win that game and there's a game 7 and they might lose. I mean, I loved how he went about it, what he wound up doing. And I don't think anybody in Milwaukee, he delivered a championship, would have any bones after this point.
All right. You surprised me because I thought you would, you know, be like, oh, he should stay. Don't be like everybody else and all that. But I agree with you. Giannis is a made man at this point. And he's a made man who did it without a super team. He did it in a small market. He did it in the place that drafted him. He did it when everybody was saying he was stupid, he was wrong.
Yep, everybody.
So he's a made man. He can leave whenever he wants. And Rob, people don't even think about this. But guess who else left Milwaukee after delivering a championship? You know, a couple years later. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And now we do remember him more as a Laker, obviously, because he won 5 championships. Even though all of his time in Milwaukee, he was in his prime and essentially the best player in the league, and only maybe half of his years, if that. Well, yeah, I'd say half of his time with L.A., he was the best player in the world in his prime. So Kareem did it. It's no skin off his back. Tom Brady, you mentioned, he did it. He'll always be a New England Patriot. But nobody's mad at him. Because he left and went to Tampa Bay.
Well, they did boo him in New England. That's not.
Well, yeah, they're upset. But they cheered him, too. Yeah, they cheered him before.
No, I'm just saying, once the game started, they booed him.
As they should have. As they should have. But they still love him there, no doubt about that. But it's just, I get it, right? We grew up in the romantic era, and it wasn't all that romantic because the players didn't have as much freedom as they deserved and as they have now. But guys stayed for the most part. For whatever reason, most guys, obviously a few didn't. But I'm not there anymore. If Giannis wants to stay in Milwaukee, great. I'm going to be quite honest. I like to see what he does over these next few years of his contract. He signed up for the next several years with the Bucks. I like to see him play that out, see how many more championships he can win. And then I'm just going to say it, there's nothing against the Bucks. I'd love to see him move on because it adds excitement. The best stories. A lot of them, not all of them. A lot of the best stories are when guys move on and now there's intrigue. What is Durant going to do in Brooklyn? What is Harden going to do in Brooklyn? What was he going to do in Houston? You know, LeBron, what's he going to do with the Lakers? What was he going to do with Miami? It does create great storylines, and that's what this is all about to a large degree. So I would have no issues whatsoever if he left. If he wins, Rob, say 2 more ring or even 1 more ring with Milwaukee, I do think it would really be an interesting story to see if he could go somewhere else and win another championship. You know, let's face it, Kawhi Leonard won it in Toronto. That's part of the thing. Can he deliver the Clippers, the moribund Clippers, a championship? It's a good story. Makes for good discussion.
Yeah, but it also, if he also stayed there and was able to win, and maybe with this group, Chris, and then a couple years pass and they get some other players and win a couple more with a different group, you know, like that works as well. Tim Duncan did it.
No doubt.
That's a good story, too. Like, after you win and say the moves are made and you got to rebuild it or add some new pieces, Chris, because the storyline might not be Giannis going somewhere, but adding pieces to him in Milwaukee to rebuild it. So there's another storyline, but that's someone else moving. So I get what you're talking about, storylines and whatnot, but I think he can have a new storyline even in Milwaukee if new players and different players join him.
No doubt. But I mean, imagine, and I'm just throwing this out. I'm not trying to get people in New York excited. Imagine, though, if he won another ring or two with the Bucks and then said, I'm going to New York to deliver them a championship. You couldn't get a better story. Now, maybe it wouldn't work. Maybe it would. Who knows? But at the time, at the moment, you couldn't ask for a more exciting story. So Giannis, as we both said, made man. Can do whatever he wants.
House money. He's got house money. People die. Chris, I was talking to Rob G before the show, and I just said, people in their lifetime, right, they don't always get to see their team win. That's all people want, right? Can my team win once or twice, Chris, right? You growing up, can I see them win once or twice? And I'm good. And think about the Cub fans who waited 107 years, Chris, a lot of people went their whole lives who were Cubs fan, and they never won. Right. They never saw them win. I remember when the Cubs won, people were like, I can die now. I'm good.
Right.
One time. And he's done that in Milwaukee already.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Did you see the story of Kelly Stafford, Matt Stafford's wife? Did you hear about the story?
No, I didn't.
At the game? Apparently she was at the game when Matt, you know, threw his couple of picks and people were razzing him, and she got into a spat and wound up throwing pretzels, threw a pretzel at somebody in a disagreement. I was surprised about all that, because I thought she was the one who was salty. You know what I mean?
Alex, is that true? Is that true? Or
it's
is
a true
that
story?
Some BS.
No, it's a true story.
It is true.
Yeah. What? That she's salty? No, Chris? Pretzels?
You know,
Rob,
what
that was hilarious.
Funnier?
Thank Rob
what was
G,
funnier,
wasn't it?
You know what was funnier than the joke was just the fact that you came up with that whole spiel. You thought it was hilarious, and it wasn't.
Rob
that
G,
was funny.
Wait a minute.
Now, that was funny.
Rob G.
The joke, not so much.
Rob, let's
G's
just say this.
The two
light-skinned dudes on this show don't know comedy. Let me just
say that.
They
don't know comedy.
They don't know comedy.
Exactly. And see, the difference
Rob
is...
Rob G is humoring you, Rob.
No.
No,
you
that was a good joke.
You can't tell?
And that was a good
funny.
Joke.
Come on.
It wasn't
and you know
funny
what?
At all. It wasn't even the least bit funny.
I'm the one, Rob G, as you know, who prepares material for the show. You know, like, I don't
Which
just come
makes it even more, even sadder. It makes it even sadder because I'm actually the funny one on the show.
I'm not funny.
I'm funnier than
yeah, you.
You
know what?
I've
You're
got
right.
way more. I've made Kawhi... And what's the guy? What's his name? That's always laughing at everything. He laughs at everything. Craig Melvin. Yeah. Kawhi and Craig Melvin have laughed at far more of my jokes than yours.
You are right. You
no
know
question.
What? You are Felix Unger funny. You're right. I agree.
All right. We are indeed the odd couple. And speaking of an odd couple, Rob, Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan are, I don't even feel comfortable saying it that way. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen have become quite the odd couple, right? One of the best tandems in sports history. And, I mean, Rob, look, I don't think, you know, when I think of the best duo in NBA history, the first team two to come to mind wouldn't be Jordan Pippen, just because Pippen, I got to keep it real, Scotty. Pippen ain't on that level. Like, he's an all-time great and all that. But Kobe, Shaq, right, both in the discussion, in everybody's discussion for top 10 players of all time. Magic, Kareem, same thing. Pippen ain't in that discussion. So, you know what I'm saying? When you think of duos, the best ever, they don't really come to mind. But just because of Jordan's greatness and Scottie's, you know, Scottie was great, just on a lower level, they were able to win six championships. So you can say they're the best duo in NBA history. But Scottie, Rob, and this has been going on now for almost since The Last Dance, right?
I'm trying to figure out who's performance has lasted longer, Kwame Brown or Scottie Pippen? I mean, these are like...
That's a good comparison, actually.
Seriously.
Because Kwame was hot for literally about 15 minutes.
Yeah, he got his
15
minutes.
He's still out there doing his stuff, but, you know...
Ain't nobody paying attention because they heard it already.
It ain't getting as much attention.
Get some new material. Hello? Kwame, is this on? Get some new material.
Okay, we get it. I'm kidding. Play Rob's ugly. I mean, according to Kwame, you know, whatever. We got the whole thing.
Okay, thank you.
All right, but anyway, let me read Scottie's book's out, right? I forgot. What is it called? Unguarded. It's called Unguarded.
Is that what it's called? It should be
Unguarded.
Called Panties in a Bunch is what it should be called.
Now, that was funny.
Scottie Pippen has a new book. Right. Scottie has a new book called
My Panties Are in a Bunch.
Right. That's what it is.
That would have, you know what, though, Rob? I mean, I'm sure this thing is selling like hotcakes just because of all the nonsense he's saying.
I got to write a book.
That would have been a great title because people then would have read this stuff kind of with a little tongue in cheek.
Right.
You know what I mean? It would have been like, okay, salty. He's kind of, you know, he's taking shots at Mike, but he's not really serious.
Nobody better not steal his book title because I'm going to get a book out, Chris, called Panties in a Bunch. My Panties in a Bunch. I'm going to write that book.
That is good. But anyway, his panties are in a bunch because, you know, Mike just hogged the spotlight and all that. Everybody loves Mike. Everybody wanted to be like Mike. Mike's got the signature shoe. Scottie had his Pippins for a little while.
Did he really?
And they actually were pretty. Yeah, they were pretty
by
hot.
Who?
But obviously,
Nike.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they obviously
I don't remember the Pippins.
You know.
Right.
Yeah. They were hot. They didn't. You know. They didn't do. What
Only
Jordan
thing is,
did.
Sometimes in a big game, they'd have a migraine headache and couldn't perform. But that's another story.
Oh my! All right. Anyway. Here's an excerpt, Rob, from his book, Unguarded, and just bear with me while I read through this thing. This is Scottie Pippen. I may go as far to say Mike ruined basketball. Yes, that's a direct quote from Scottie Pippen. Michael Jordan ruined basketball. In the 80s, on the playgrounds, you'd have everyone moving the ball around, passing to help the team. That stopped in the 90s. Kids wanted to be like Mike, air quotes. Well, Mike didn't want to pass, didn't want to rebound or defend the best player. He wanted everything done for him. That's why I always believed LeBron James was the greatest player this game has ever seen. He does everything and embodies what the game is truly about. That's Scottie Pippen. Now, before you... pounce, Rob. That was Scottie Pippen, and the books come out this year in 2021. Probably start working on the book in 2020, if not 2019. But here's the problem. One of the problems, because there's a lot that he said that's problematic. But back in 2019, way back in 2019, Rob, Scottie was on First Take on ESPN, and here's what he said. He said LeBron should never be compared to Michael Jordan. He said, when I look at LeBron, direct quote, he's not what Michael was as a player. He's not even what Kobe Bryant was as a player. LeBron doesn't have that gene. That's not in him. But now he's the best player in the game ever.
Well, if you go long enough, Chris, people who have flimsy arguments will trip themselves up, okay? Because they have no real conviction. And that's where Scotty is.
There you go.
Scotty sounds ridiculous because he's contradicted himself over and over and over. Chris, if that was always his drum beat, then I would respect it.
Right.
But it ain't. Right. This is, my panties are in a bunch. I'm mad. I'm going to disrespect Mike. I'm going to act like I was the big dog and I was the straw that stirred the drink. Scotty, stop it. Why? Why go out like this? Why have people look at you as a bitter,
yes, because that's what he's doing.
Because this is what you're doing. Nobody has to look at you like this and go, what?
Right.
I don't even respect what he's saying now because, you know, you change like the weather. Scotty, like, pick a side. So you were lying on First Take? Is that what you were doing? What was that?
How about
were you mad at LeBron back then?
Hall of Fame speech. Huh? His Hall of Fame speech, yeah, Michael Jordan induct him.
Right. What was that?
And called him the GOAT, like, greatest teammate he ever had. Like, I mean,
None of it makes sense, Chris. Is it because he didn't get paid for the last dance?
Hey, Scotty, I
got $3 in my pocket. You want it? I mean, I don't. Would that make you feel better? I don't get it. What are you doing?
Because here's the thing, Rob. Is there a soul alive that's rethinking how they feel about Michael Jordan because of all these Scottie Pippen quotes?
No. They're rethinking about what they thought about Scottie Pippen.
That's exactly. There's nobody saying, you know what? Maybe Scottie's right. Maybe Mike wasn't that. Maybe he was better than Mike. Now, look, and even this wouldn't change my mind because it's not about one-on-one, right? It's about the team game, who played better on 5-on-5. But if there were some teammates, or even if Scottie came out and it was true and said, yo, we used to play one-on-one all the time, and I used to destroy Mike. If somebody comes out with that, oh, Scotty used to eat Mike alive in practice. Like, it was ridiculous. I mean, Mike couldn't guard him. Mike couldn't score on him. He locked him. Yeah, if somebody's going to say that, then maybe even still, Mike, you know, 5-on-5 was clearly better. But that would maybe lend a small smidgen, a hint, a scooch of credibility to what Scotty's saying. But come on, Scotty, man. Look, Scotty and Rob, this wasn't even necessary. Because what the feeling is Scotty was upset because Mike called him selfish in the last dance. Now, let me give my opinion on that. And first of all, Scotty, I'm told Scotty did see the last dance before it came out for everybody else to see. And was fine with it, okay? He saw it first and was fine with it. But Michael Jordan, Rob, I don't believe Michael Jordan called Scotty selfish. Michael Jordan said when Scotty sat out the first half of the season because he was upset about his contract and he waited till, you know, right before the season to get surgery so he'd have to be out, That was selfish.
It was selfish.
Mike said Scotty was being selfish.
He could have had it in the offseason.
Absolutely. Right. And Scotty even said, I'm not going to ruin my summer. He's being selfish. Saying somebody is being selfish or somebody did something that was selfish is not the same as saying that's a selfish person.
Right.
I've done things. You've done things that have been selfish. And
have
if somebody,
my
if my
ex-wife?
Wife said, if your ex-wife or my current right. wife said, Chris, that was selfish, and there's times when she was right.
Right.
But if she calls me a selfish person I'm not, that's a whole different thing, right? And Michael Jordan did not say, man, Scotty's just selfish. I mean, he didn't go in the game when the play wasn't called for him. He sat out because he was unhappy about his contract.
He gave the example,
he did this,
right.
He did that.
He gave the example
of
when
he was
selfish.
It was one instance, right.
Right, where he didn't get the surgery, where he could have done it earlier, and he waited till he enjoyed his summer and all that. So that was a selfish act. And you can have selfish acts, but not be a selfish person totally.
Exactly.
And I think you're right on that. This is so bizarre. I feel bad for him. I really do. I think, like, You don't want people, Chris, to lose any, like don't make it self-inflicted. That's what this is. Right?
Because, Rob, you and I said it. I mean, okay, of course nobody thought Scottie Pippen was as good as Michael Jordan. He wasn't. Of course nobody's saying Scottie Pippen is a top 10 player. He wasn't. But he was top 50, obviously top 75. He's a Hall of Famer, first ballot. He's regarded as an all-time great. He's got accolades galore. Yeah, great, one of the great perimeter defenders we've ever seen. Like, he gets his love, or he got his love. I think now people are looking at him like he's Looney Tunes. And we didn't even get to this, which was going to be the crux of the matter, Rob. Did Michael Jordan ruin the game? I'm going to go quickly, and then you can go, because we got a break.
I'm not even – you say it, because I'm not even
– Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. But I'll just say this. First of all, people in the 80s on the playgrounds, because that's when I was on the playground, they weren't running the flex offense, Scotty. All right? They weren't running the triangle on the playgrounds. Dudes were going for theirs. All right? Before, after Mike, during Mike, whatever. Stop it with this. Oh, back then it was on the playgrounds. I mean, it was five passes before a jump shot. Guys were setting screens and everything. I mean, stop it. Secondly, Michael Jordan spawned Kobe Bryant, right? If there's no Mike, there's no Kobe. Was Kobe bad for basketball? Michael Jordan spawned Allen Iverson, who said he thought basketball was soft until he saw Michael Jordan. And he was a football player, but he picked up basketball because of Jordan. Was Iverson bad for basketball? No. Even though he didn't win a title, he played, you know, one-on-one still. I mean, come on, Scotty. Michael Jordan made basketball more popular than ever. Michael Jordan did not dominate the ball. He didn't dribble the clock out like a lot of dudes today. What did B.J. Armstrong, his teammate, say on the show, Rob, a couple year or two ago? Michael learned how to dominate the game in three dribbles or less.
Yep. And if according to Scotty, he doesn't pass the ball, how did Paxson and
Kerr.
How did those guys make iconic shots, Chris? Big shots and big moments.
Great point.
So he can't say he's selfish. I saw the video where he told Steve Kerr, the ball's coming to you.
Yep.
Be ready, Steve.
Yep.
Did I not see the video, Chris? You saw it?
You're absolutely right.
He said, be ready.
I'm coming to you. He could have easily been like, look, I don't care what they do. I'm Michael Jordan. I'm going to make this shot over the double team.
Steve Kerr.
Right. But here's the other thing, Rob, and before we break. Scotty said Mike didn't want to pass. Okay, Rob, Scotty's career assists per game, Scotty, 5.2. Michael's average, 5.3.
I know.
So he averaged more assists than freaking Scotty Pippen. And in case you want to be like, which is not the case, but, oh, it was because Scotty later in his career didn't average a lot of his assists. First of all, that happens to everybody. But secondly, Scotty's career high, Rob, in assists ever in a season, 7.0. Seven.
Okay.
Michael Jordan's 8.
All right. End
so
question.
Stop
End
it. He didn't want to rebound. Scottie Pippen's career average 6.4. Michael Jordan 6.2. He didn't want to defend anybody. Michael Jordan, defensive player of the year. Scottie Pippen, never. All right. Come on, Scotty. Scotty. We'll forgive Scotty, but just doing about fake. Yeah, look, I was kind of upset. You know, I mean, all the Bulls know it, Rob. They all know it. They
you
know
don't hear
Scottie's
anybody
tripping.
Coming to his defense.
Where's
the choir? There's no choir. All right.
Hey, come on, man.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Right now, they're getting blasted by Brooklyn. Brooklyn bouncing back from the bad loss
right,
to Golden
State
last night.
After that bad loss, you know, that was almost like an automatic bet right there.
Right. Well, especially with Cleveland. Right, I mean, without Evan Mobley, too. So they're up darn near 20, 70-53 midway through the third quarter. But, Rob,
Bucks up by 10 on the Lakers, too, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And the Bucks finally healthy. Chris Middleton's there, Drew Holiday, and, of course, Giannis. And the Lakers waiting on LeBron. Reportedly, he should be back Friday, so we'll see if they can start putting it together. But I'm going to say this about Kevin Durant, and I'm saying this fully about from a basketball perspective.
because Kevin Durant and anyone else has the right to do whatever the heck they want. So if he just wanted to be in Brooklyn, wanted to be in New York, didn't like it in Golden State or San Francisco, whatever the case, more power to him. You know, I hope he's happy. I'm strictly talking about from a basketball perspective. I think he made a mistake in leaving Golden State. Now, if everything, and a lot of this is out of his control. I mean, to be honest, Rob, all of it is pretty much out of his control. Meaning that he had no idea a pandemic was going to come, right? He had no idea that Kyrie wasn't going to get vaccinated. And so he's thinking when he goes to Brooklyn, I'm going there to play with Kyrie Irving, not only a great friend, but obviously a great player. And we're going to do something special. I'm not mad at that thinking. But the way things have worked out, and sure, Golden State hasn't won anything. Brooklyn's actually had more success, you know, over these last couple of years. But I think, Rob, had Durant stayed in Golden State, they could have won. I think they could have won as many titles as they wanted, assuming, you know, he and Steph were healthy. Even without Klay, I think those two would have been enough. In that offense, in that system, they would have just, I mean, pretty much been unstoppable, and obviously Klay would be back at some point. So we'll see if he wins one here. I picked him early in the season. I'm not going to be making new picks every month, but I don't like what I see. And I do expect Harden to get better, but I'm starting to like, dude, get better because this ain't cutting it. And I don't expect Kyrie back. And so with all this madness going on, I just think he would have been better off in Golden State.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think he was ever going to be fully accepted there and also ever given full credit there. He did the right thing for his career, I think, once you start moving around. And if he wins a championship this year without Kyrie, his stock goes even higher.
Agreed.
Like you have a chance to make your own. Everything went against him. Last year there was the injuries. You know, he stepped on the line. Milwaukee wound up winning. This year he comes back.
We stop using that as an excuse?
No, I'm just saying, but it happened.
He stepped on the line. I mean, it happened
to him.
It didn't happen. It happened.
But I'm saying he's a part of that. It was his foot. My point is that he has a chance to write his own story. That story is never going to be about him in Golden State. That's why they made the jokes, the underlying things. He was when you just show up and
mercenary.
Mercenary. And that's all he was ever going to be looked at. They put up a video about the team and they didn't even have him when they opened up the new building. Chris, he won two finals MVPs for that franchise. He wasn't even in the video.
But a lot of that was because he had left, though.
Nah, but it don't matter.
I'm not saying it was right.
That's a part of your history.
They wouldn't have done that. I get it, and I agree. I'm just saying they wouldn't have done that had he stayed.
Nah, but that's a part of your history that you're trying to act like didn't happen. I just find that to be... If he would have played, Chris, and wasn't a part, and they didn't win, or he won the finals MVP, and he was just like a hanger-on, then I'm with you. He was a big part of it.
No, I'm not saying they did the right thing.
It's petty.
My point, all
it was
I was,
petty
it,
by
is,
the
it was petty,
it was
but petty. All, but what I was saying is that had he stayed, which is what we're talking about, that wouldn't have even been an issue.
Yeah, but
I think Rob, and you're right. If they win the championship this year, I'm wrong. There's no doubt. If they win the championship this year, then he looks better, right? Then he would have looked staying in Golden State.
Yep.
But what if Golden State wins the championship without him?
Well, we'll see.
Then he looks worse.
Well, we'll see. It depends.
Well, right.
It depends
on who
wins. We got to
see from both
right.
of them. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
right. It just depends. But I think he needed to break away to be able to do his own thing and to take a franchise like the Nets, who have never won Jack. I think that's added. I mean, I get it that they got a couple free agents, Chris, but this is a franchise that's never won anything. New York hasn't had a championship in 25 years. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that could
New
elevate
York.
Him.
You mean the basketball, New York
no,
basketball?
No, just I mean,
like Knicks, that's 40. Yeah, what, 45, yeah, 48 but I'm saying, years now.
I'm talking about New York in general. I don't know. The Yankees won in, what, 2009?
Oh, is it for the whole city, 25 years?
Since 2009. This is what? How many years
the
is that?
The Giants. Wasn't the Giants in 11? 2011?
Was it 11?
So yeah, 10 the years? First 2008 and 2011, I believe.
Okay, so 10 Rob years G, for the Giants.
Yeah.
How many years? 13 years for the Yankees or whatever. You know what I mean? It's been a while.
Right.
And for the Knicks,
I mean, you're right. If he does it, it looks great. And again, maybe they do it. I'm not totally writing them off. But and had Kyrie stayed, obviously with those three, they're heavy favorites, certainly in the East and probably overall. But, you know, it's not his fault what Kyrie did, but he did it. And so, you know, that's an issue. But I think, Rob, over time, it was never going to be Durant's team. You're right about that. It was always going to be Steph's team because he was there first. They won it before Durant got there, so on and so forth. But Durant was viewed as the best player. And as Durant, the longer he was there, the more beloved he would have become. He wouldn't have always been seen as a mercenary. And I feel you. I think he was seen as one for that 3 years. He only had 3 years.
I don't think, as time went on,
I don't think he always would have been seen that way, especially if they win it without Clay.
If it's still that same group, there is always going to be more for those guys, and he's the outsider. I just don't think that for him going to the Nets, he didn't go there and join somebody. There was nobody there. There was just role players. You know, like, he didn't join Kyrie and Harden who were already there. He's the one who started the foundation of that. It makes a difference. So you look at the Nets being his team, not he joined Harden's team in Brooklyn or he joined Kyrie's team in Brooklyn. I just think there's a difference. That's all.